Remember all of this.
Which way you're going to vote?
Yes.
You're going to vote yes, or you've decided?
No, I'm not going to vote yes.
In the run-up to the Scottish referendum, there was this statistic doing the rounds which stated that Scottish families would be hundreds of pounds worse off in an independent Scotland. For many people, this swayed their vote. Today, we hear a similar thing to do with the EU referendum. It comes from the Treasury.
The conclusions could not be clearer.
Tell us, George Osborne, what are these conclusions?
Britain would be permanently poorer if we left the European Union, to the tune of £4,300 for every household in the country. That's a fact everyone should think about as they consider how to vote.
Researchers at the Treasury looked at three scenarios based on the event we leave the EU when they were doing their sums. First,
by 2030, we get a Norway-style deal and join the European Economic Area.
Secondly,
we sign a bilateral deal with the EU similar to the one being negotiated by Canada.
And third,
the UK operates under the World Trade Organization's rule, similar to countries like Russia.
The Treasury concluded that each would have a negative effect on the economy. This figure,
£4,300,
is based on scenario two, if we had a deal like Canada. The Brexiteers, here they come on horseback now, of course say this is nonsense. They say it's back of a fag packet maths. Sorry, just a quick aside. When was the last time you saw someone doing maths on a cigarette packet? They're far too small to fit meaningful equations on, and these days they're covered in health warnings, so there's no space for sums. Anyway, the Brexiteers, like MP John Redwood, say,
we will be better off out, we will be richer and more successful, but it's not very easy to put precise numbers on it.
I think it's fair to say that being 100% accurate about precisely how much better or worse off households will be in 2030, down to the very last pound, is about as likely as a pigeon winning a triathlon. However, Mr. Osborne's
£4,300
figure, based on the UK economy shrinking by 6%, is not alone in its trajectory.
Hello, Full Fact.
Hello, could I please speak to Will Moy, the director of your fact-checking organisation, Full Fact, please?
Yeah, one moment, please.
She took that well. Nice hold music.
Full Fact, Will speaking.
Hi, Will. Now, there have been other studies, haven't there, looking at this kind of thing?
Yep, there have been studies from the inside, studies from the outside, studies from academics and from consultants.
And is there a consensus?
Well, there does seem to be a wide consensus that leaving the EU would come at some economic cost. Very little consensus on exactly what there is, and there are serious people who would disagree with that.
So, if George is right that
Britain would be permanently poorer,
and you were planning to vote to leave the EU, is your conviction so strong that you think it's a small price to pay? You think, to me, it's not about money, it's about values and principles. Or you believe we're better off working together in the EU, and to lose
£4,300,
or however much it is too big a risk.